This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Axios says that Biden officials are in awe of this trip by President Trump, with one saying, gosh, I wish I could work for an administration that could move that quickly. So a lot of reaction coming in right now, many of it positive, even from across the aisle. What will the long-term impact be here?
No, excellent question. This has been very well thought out, and President Trump will allow NVIDIA and others to sell high-tech chips for AI to Saudi, to the UAE. This is essential so that China doesn't come in and make those sales, and we don't want China building Saudi and UAE's AI. We don't want them in Xi Jinping's lap. Commerce Department will very tightly control this. The most high-end chips are not going to them, but the other chips that are widely sold on the global market are. That's really good for our U.S. companies that need to make profits to keep us ahead of China in AI. It is a good deal. It'll be closely monitored.
That's very good to know.
Meantime, switching spheres today.
I mean, what a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just the shocking difference of it. And again, that I want to play just the open again because the music was so loud, you might not have heard it. This is Axios, okay? The liberal publication.
Axios says that Biden officials are in awe of this trip by President Trump, with one saying, gosh, I wish I could work for an administration that could move that quickly. So a lot of reaction coming.
Meanwhile, Politico, Lee, headline, senior House Democrat offers rare praise of Trump. Representative Jim Hines pointed to promising developments in the Middle East.
Must have been listening to James Carville.
I know, really. I keep coming back to that. Our site said almost nothing about this week. This is huge. James Carville saying the Democrat Party needs to praise the greatness of the United States of America, that Americans need to hear that from them every once in a while.
Now, he's not talking about changing policy.
No, no.
But just he just talk, says, well, just, yeah, say just some talk. Nice things.
Yeah, like just don't hate America.
Yeah. At least not in public.
Right. And they never do, ever. It's always hatred, patriarchy, America sucks, we have to fix America.
Fight the oligarchy.
Right. Exactly. That is, I mean, they're supposed next generation of candidates. That's what they're doing. This is the oligarchy out there making deals for America. Anyway, so Representative Jim Himes in Democrat leadership says, I'm not in the habit of praising Donald Trump, but I've got to tell you, in the last week or so in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, it's a different story. He knows they're beat.
Mm-hmm.
He knows they are. To explain his position, this is Politico, again, another left-wing publication, okay? So this is what I'm reading. It's not one of ours. To explain his position, the Connecticut lawmaker said he feared as recently as last week that Israel was hell-bent on going to war with Iran, implying Trump helped avert that. He also lauded Trump's decision to meet with Syria's new president during his trip to the Middle East. I've got to tell you, I think the president has in the last week or so played the Middle East pretty darn well. Biden wasn't even on the playground.
No. No. Wasn't even riding a bike toward the playground.
His compliments for Trump's policies on Ukraine, where Himes said that Trump appeared to be cozying up less to Russia in negotiations over how to end the war. No, he's playing them against each other like a fiddle. were backhanded, suggesting that until recently, Russia had seen Trump as relatively friendly. Now Haim said, I think the Kremlin is thinking like, whoa, this president of the United States is not the unconditional ally that we might have thought he was. Now, this is part of the deal. Trump puts this killer deal on the table for Russia because they're the ones really with the rare earth minerals. Let's not kid ourselves. And the natural gas and everything that we need that the Democrats have locked up. And then you know what he does? He yanks it away.
Well, it's like Trump.
That's what he does.
It's like what Trump has been saying. He's using trade, not arms, in order to get things done. That's the key here.
Exactly. And going broke, printing money to do it.
Yeah, well.
You know, I mean, like, you know, which has been the strategy is why we're so broke. I mean, because we used arms all these years. I mean, it's over $10 trillion of that debt is from stupid foreign wars. We got nothing out of Taliban, one of them.
Blood and treasure.
Blood and treasure. So when you're looking at this, okay, wow. The contrast. Why would someone in Democrat leadership smartly just say what he said? This is the first smart thing I've seen Democrats do all week. What have Democrats been doing all week? They're, we start off the week, they're violently raiding ICE facilities in an attempt to liberate violent felons who happen to be illegal immigrants.
What they're basically saying is, look over here at the people we let into this country that are in prison right now. We want to help them get back out.
Yes. They sent Pete Buttigieg out onto the campaign trail to argue this.
They're saying like, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's a criminal. The whole point is that no one person, least of all, no one politician, gets to decide that you're a criminal. Who decides?
This is about St. Kilmar.
I would say that the family of the dead Americans are pretty qualified to say who's a criminal.
Yeah, they don't count. So... and now we have the Democrats. Now they're outside trying to liberate this judge. This Democrat judge, again, another woman-beating, gang-affiliated criminal who she sneaks out so he avoids folks. Not just ICE, but also his own trial. The victims are sitting there. And they're outside, yet another wife beater, just like St. Kilmar, she wasn't his wife, but another woman beater. He put her in a hospital for days.
What would have happened if a bailiff had allowed a suspect to escape and ushered them out?
To try to help them escape law enforcement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think would have happened to that bailiff?
Prison, just like this judge should get. They're out there chanting and singing and comparing this judge to Harriet Tubman.
Oh, please.
Harriet, I had the signs.
The civil rights folks should be upset with that.
Harriet
There's
Tubman.
Absolutely no correlation there.
This guy didn't have to come to this country, Lee. He's an illegal immigrant. He could have just stayed in his country. Harriet Tubman didn't try to break into this country. Are they insane?
Yes.
But this is all
yes,
week long. You're watching Democrats get violently assault ICE. You're watching them get arrested. You're watching, you know, AOC threaten Trump and Homan. Don't you dare touch us. Let us violently enter. We'll do whatever we want. Trump literally, okay, meanwhile, is in the Middle East, cutting over $1 trillion worth of deals, setting records for the deals that he is cutting the whole time. What did the Democrats got? Because everybody knows Comey's a Democrat. Comey's threatening to kill him in his own country. Calling for his assassination. Meanwhile, in Europe, they're in awe. I mean, I just read you from the Brussels publication saying, wow, this is brilliant what he's doing.
Do you hear what Keir Starmer did this week on immigration?
Oh, he copied Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, he's at 16% approval rating. He's like, you know, we're going to eject these illegals. What? This is Keir Starmer is putting 30 people a day in prison because they write posts on social media objecting to the scourge of illegal immigration in the UK, including the rape that comes with it and the abuse and the crime. And now all of a sudden he's like, you know what? We'll get them out. No, he won't. But this shows you the world loves Trump. The contrast here is so stark. So Jim Himes, I mean, and I've been thinking this, Democrats used to smartly do this. If Republicans did something that was popular with the people, the Democrats would pretend it was their idea.
Right.
They would pretend they were doing it.
Bill Clinton was famous for that.
Oh, he was a genius at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's running budgets in the red for the first 2 years, trying to socialize medicine. Newt Gingrich comes along. Finally, we have a balanced budget, tax cuts, economy's humming. Clinton signs it, takes credit for it for the next 20 years.
Yeah, the end of welfare as we know it. That's right. What he said.
Because Gingrich kicked your ass.
Exactly.
So anyway, sorry, we shouldn't have said that on here. So, I mean, yeah, that, but they used to do that. Now they're just the frothing rage and hatred. What a contrast this week is. And to end it, can you imagine how this looks? They want to kill him here and they love him in foreign capitals. And by they, I mean the Democrats. And their judges and everything that they're doing, just never ending. And then meanwhile, Axios admittingly, headline, inflation recession fears may have been overblown.
You think?
Data suggests. You guys crashed the stock market thousands of points. And you know what really gets me about this? They took the risk. Once you start a stock market crash like that with what it turns out, you know, is fake news and exaggerations, you may lose control of it. They took that chance that they would lose control of it to stop Trump's tariffs, which Brussels now admits this morning were kind of brilliant. I mean, this is coming from the EU, right? This is brusselssignal.eu. So it's an English language translation of that publication. And I mean, a headline, tariff de-escalation and hints of new world order show Trump's tactics are working. You would never see that headline in America. You never would?
No.
Not even from Fox Business. They're globalists. It may have been well publicized. It may not have been well publicized in Europe, they write. But the combination of the sudden temporary resolution and de-escalation of the tariff imbroglio between the United States and China has gone a considerable distance to legitimizing the apparently brusque method of President Trump's policy to eliminate the completely unjustifiable and ultimately unsustainable U.S. trade imbalance of $1.2 trillion. They're admitting, yeah, he's right. There's a massive trade imbalance. We've taken advantage of America. And yeah, he's got a brusque style. And he, you know, maybe, you know, didn't hold our hands and hand us a hanky so we could cry. But, you know, maybe he just whiplashed us with the tariffs. But, you know, we kind of do have a trade imbalance. We sort of have, they admit in this article, taken advantage of the U.S. going all the way back to World War II. And America's kind of right about being mad about it. They admit it. And all the Democrats have is screaming and yelling that the tattoos on St. Kilmar's hand didn't really say MS-13. And he's really actually a good guy. And can we have him back now, please? What a contrast. I mean, just wow. You know what would be the cherry on the pie? You want to talk about a golden age? If Trump was able to actually get that 15% corporate tax rate he wants, putting us a full 10 points under China, are you kidding me? I don't know if those factories will reopen. I just don't. And it's a shortcut because the Democrats still have all of our natural resources locked up. Those, you know, pre-drilling permits you need to start exploration, they're all locked down. We're losing month after month after month because Biden did that. The best way, because we got to compete with China on energy and slave labor, we're going to always beat them on energy if we can just get our energy. And if we're not allowed to do that, then, you know, we go down on 15% corporate tax rate. Now we can compete. But you have to get the dumbest people on earth to go along with it. Republican leadership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you've ever watched a crime drama, mob drama, maybe even an FBI show, because gosh, there's so many of those, FBI suspense drama, you know what 86 means. And this 86 thing with the left has been going on for a while. It's not new. In fact, Gretchen Whitmer got in a considerable amount of trouble when she did an interview with 8645 in the background on her desk. In other words, kill 45. End him, get rid of him. So Comey tweets this twisted seashell. I don't even know what the heck it was. 86 Trump. When that's coming from the top cop, former top cop at the FBI, we all know what 86 means. And now he's pretending not to know what 86 means. In fact, that's exactly what he said. Even Peter Ducey at Fox News isn't buying it.
The real head scratcher about this very serious topic is that James Comey wants us to believe, and we have this photo here, that he saw a cool, these are his words, cool shell formation on my beach walk. And the cool shell formation, according to the person who used to be in charge of the FBI, shows shells in the shape of 8647. 86 is common restaurant lingo, of course, for denying service to somebody. But after about 30 seconds of Googling, you can see that a good chunk of people all around the world also associate 86 with meaning to kill somebody. An old mob saying, basically, you take somebody 8 miles outside of town and then you put them 6 feet in the ground. James Comey, again, a guy who has prosecuted mobsters, apparently had no idea that this was a thing. He deleted the original post with the cool shell formation, and he writes, I posted a picture earlier of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me,
but
I oppose violence of any kind, and I took the post down. That's not enough for Donald Trump Jr. He says, just James Comey casually calling for my dad to be murdered. This is who the Dem media worships. Demented. And Kash Patel, as we were coming to air, the new FBI director, one of Comey's successors, is saying that he is in touch with the Secret Service and they are going to be sending Secret Service agents to talk to James Comey about what exactly he was getting at. Patel says, we are aware of the recent tweet by former FBI Director James Comey directed at President Trump. We are in communication with the Secret Service and Director Curran. Primary jurisdiction is with the Secret Service on these matters, and we, the FBI, will provide all necessary support. This is, of course, a president who has had two assassination attempts on him within the last 365 days.
See, folks, that's what's so galling. Never forget that part. Two assassination attempts on him. And keep in mind, who still refuses to turn over the 30,000 pages on those assassinations to Congress that Congress has subpoenaed? It's the FBI. We still don't know who Thomas Crooks was communicating with. No idea. Trump doesn't either. In fact, remember Trump issued an executive order, gosh, it's been 2 months now, ordering. He wants to see it. FBI won't turn it over. And yeah, part of what that means is Kash Patel has not managed to take control of the FBI yet. Something I predicted. I wasn't sure if it could ever be done. Maybe it can't. I don't know. They're still refusing to turn. They haven't turned it over. Trump can't get it. He can't get the details of his own assassination from that agency. Folks, remember what was interesting about Butler, okay? Butler was one of the few rallies, Trump events, where the FBI side-by-side with the Secret Service did the pre-security. That's part of what the 30,000 pages is about. We still don't know anything about their role. Zip, buckus. So you got to understand something. Comey knows all of what I just told you, okay? When Comey tweets that, because his sleeper cells are still inside the FBI, they don't love to see Trump dead. What, is that a radical thing to say? Comey just admitted it. You think his sleeper cells don't too? When Comey tweets that, that is fully loaded, given what I just told you. And given something else, folks, and I cannot emphasize this enough times. Try something. Go on Google and just attempt to Google second Trump assassin, no name. You'll pull up the name of a guy who tried to kill an Iranian activist in New York. They will not let you find the real name you need to read, Asif Merchant. Now, if you can bring up info on him on Google by putting his actual name in, but otherwise you can't find him. It's virtually been erased. Why? Well, it's a good time to remember that Asif Merchant was sent by Iran to recruit assassins to kill Trump. It's also a good time to remember that Merchant was on the terror watch list and did not qualify for the special visa he was given by the Biden administration. And it's a good time to remind you, too, guess who interviewed him as soon as he touched down in the Houston International Airport? The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. Well, then what? He touched down at the airport April 2024. The FBI guy who interviewed him said he was very nice. Let him go. Wait, he's on the terror watch? Yes, he's on the terror watch list. They let him go? Not for months. Wonder when they picked him up? July 12th. Remember the date of the Butler assassination attempt? July 13th. The guy was not there to shoot Trump himself. He was there to recruit assassins to do it. Then the FBI keeps the whole thing under wraps for another month till it cools down and charges Merchant in a murder for hire plot against Trump and other Trump officials. Now, with that background and the fact the Secret Service and the FBI have not turned over more than 30,000 pages of records surrounding Trump's attempted assassination, they refused to give it to him or to Congress. Now go look at Comey's tweet again, and you tell me that's not fully loaded. You tell me that's not a personal threat, both in the public to try to encourage other Democrat assassins like crooks. Yes, that's one aspect, but that's a direct Comey to Trump threat. You got that background? You know the FBI not only doesn't have your back, but maybe approving the visa of the next assassin coming for Moran? You want to know why Trump threatened violence again yesterday? Like no one has ever seen, quote unquote, against Iran. They sent the first two assassins. No doubt the third one's out there. What's the FBI holding his hand, taking him to lunch? Oh, are they going to buy margaritas for him? Like they did St. Kilmer. Democrats in the FBI. See, do you see what this is? Do you see the level of the threat here? Do you see how loaded this is? And Comey knows all this. I mean, wow, that's why my blood ran cold yesterday when I saw that Comey tweet. Because I've got that back. I know that background. My Battleground America podcast listeners do too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is unbelievable, folks. I had people texting me, what's that guy's name again? The one who tried to kill Trump? I've never heard it before. I know it's crazy, right? But it's true. It's absolutely true. It's Steve Merchant. So when Comey tweets 8647 and you're Trump, you're the Trump family, and you know all these details, it has a totally different meaning than even you or I or the average person would get from this. When you understand the FBI's role in letting a guy into this country who now is charged with a murder-for-hire plot against Trump, sent by the Iranians, the second assassin sent by the Iranians. And we find out he was on the terror watch list. The FBI met him at the Houston airport. He came in on a special visa, even though being on the terror watch list disqualified him from getting that visa. Biden administration approved it anyway. Who approved it? No, like physically, what is the name of the person who approved it? We don't know. Trump doesn't know either. But we know this. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force met Asif Merchant at the airport and they let him go. He didn't even qualify for that visa and they let him go. And they didn't pick him up again until July 12th. The assassination attempt was on July 13th. Remember, Asif Merchant was not here to kill Trump himself. That's not how these Iranian assassins work. Both of them. We got another one, same thing. Tried to kill Pompeo, Bolton, and Trump. That one tried to hire a cartel hitman. They come here to hire people, murder for hire plots. They don't do it themselves. FBI picks him up on July 12th, July 13th, Crooks opens fire on Trump and Butler. Any connection there? When you see Comey, folks, tweeting what he did, Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely right. She's, of course, our director of national intelligence.
Any other person with the position of influence that he has and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
She says, look, the danger can't be underestimated.
The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC yes. and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
That's exactly what they're doing. But they're losing. They're desperate. It makes them angry. And there's this other situation, folks.
There was a Rutgers study that just came out a little over a month ago, Jesse, and over 55% of respondents felt that murdering President Trump would be, quote unquote, somewhat justified. This is the effect of people like James Comey doing this kind of stuff. This study also pointed out that there is a, quote unquote, assassination culture that is starting to take over the views of what they call the extreme left. We, the American people, cannot take this lightly. Whatever your politics, we cannot allow people to get by without being held accountable for this kind of public call to assassinate the president of the United States.
Bingo. Bingo. And look, she's saying, I don't buy that he didn't know it.
Especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-on message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for?
Unbelievable. This, you know what? This threat, yes, was meant to inspire the left. And this is going to, folks, this is going to make Comey absolutely wildly popular on the left. Wait for that. I'm going to be reporting that next week. It'll go on all weekend. They're going to be like subtle wink, wink praising him on these networks. Especially now that the FBI is interviewing him, Secret Service is interviewing him, coming after Comey. They're going to say Trump's a dictator. Trump can't take a joke. Ha ha, assassination's funny. Do you remember us threatening to assassinate people? No. Who have the assassins been, folks? Thomas Crooks, a liberal troll. We know that from his Gab account. By the way, remember when the owner, Andrew Torba of Gab, had to humiliate the FBI and come into coming and picking up Thomas Crooks' account, because he'd locked it? He was a liberal troll. He loved Biden. He hated Trump. What about the Ukraine guy? Same thing. Remember the bumper sticker that he had? He was a Kamala Harris supporter. Right there parked in the garage, in the driveway. They have a history of trying to kill Trump. We don't have a history of trying to kill them. We don't even talk like this. We're normal Americans. We want to beat them at the polls. Coming up on the show, folks, the list of people trying to kill Representative Nancy Mace is very long because they're Democrats. It's what they do, right? Threatening to kill, wanting to kill. Yeah. In fact, I asked her to quantify it the other day and she wasn't exactly sure. It's so long. She's going to be in town here in Greenville for the hearing of one of them, Roxy, a 19-year-old transgender individual who also whose birth name was Samuel and birth gender was male. She's going to be here with us to talk about the threats, ongoing threats against her life and what it means as a Republican to simply speak out and oppose the Democrat agenda. It means fearing for your life in a way they don't have to. We have that coming up at 9:05. In the meantime, folks, all of these judges have NGO connections. They are paid off by Democrats. What do you hear about the federal judge who tried to block Trump's immigration rulings? Where do you hear how much money he is making on the side? Holy cow. Oh, by the way, broke the law too, because he's a Democrat. It's what they do. Up next, it's our new tradition on Fridays. For now, I'm seeing how it works. So far, last 2 weeks gone really well. We'll see. I'm going to talk to Nancy Mace for a little bit in the beginning of the hour. Then I'm going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Representative Nancy Mace is joining us again. She is personally attending the hearing of the guy who threatened to kill her. And so she is here in Greenville. She's going to be stopping by a little bit after 9 to talk about the hearing on Roxy Wolf, AKA otherwise known as Samuel Theodore Kane. who wrote on X, "I'm going to assassinate Representative Nancy Mace with a gun, and I'm being 100% deadass." Well, not being hip to the street myself, I had to look up 100% deadass, and it means serious. I'm 100% serious. I'm not joking. Anyway, the feds weren't interested in prosecuting him. Imagine that. According to SLED, Keene admitted to posting the threat to federal agents on April 30th, so the state's going after him. Good for them. And she's there to make sure she gets justice and survives. I mean, she's got kids. But this is what it's like. You criticize the left, you got to look over your shoulder. They might kill you. Democrats don't live with that. They don't have to live with that. Not like we do. Meanwhile, Comey's out there egging them on. Go. Kill. It's normal, folks. And look, don't tell me. Remember the Reuters study. I mean, the Rutgers study, excuse me. Tulsi Gabbard referred to it. 55% of self-identified Democrats felt the assassination of Donald Trump would be somewhat justified. Oh, Elon Musk, it's 48%. They want him dead too. You disagree with us, you should die. Who thinks like that? The Chinese Communist Party thinks like that. The USSR used to think like that. Marxists think like that. You disagree with us, you deserve to die. We know everything, we're the best. Laws don't apply to us. Rules don't apply to us. We do whatever we want. The study went on to reveal that 40% of those surveyed feel overall, this is the whole population, okay? From right to middle to left. 40% of those surveyed feel violence against Tesla dealerships is an acceptable form of protest. You mean firebombs and bullets because they shot into the dealerships? With that number shooting to 58% for those on the left side of the aisle. Folks, understand they're already weaponized. Democrats know this. They know they just punch a few buttons with some seashells on the beach and off they go. 58% said violence against Tesla dealerships is an acceptable form of protest. This is why they get so worked up when you arrest their lunatics. Holding a Molotov cocktail in their hand. No, it's protest. It's speech. Folks, do you remember that MSNBC clip? I'm going to go find it over the break. That I played for you? Where she flat out says violence is protest now. Violence is protest now. It's acceptable. So if you want to stop the violence, you are curtailing their free speech rights. She explained that on MSNBC. Nobody on the panel batted an eye. This is where they're going. It's not where we're going. It's where they're going. That's why what Comey did was so fully loaded. Texter writes, Tara, all this leftist assassination talks a good reason to outlaw Marxism. Another texter writes, I thought Brian Sterling had refused to prosecute. He did. He's the federal prosecutor. So this is state. I'm talking about the Mace case. The transgender guy who says he's going to kill Nancy Mace. Oh, by the way, he says he's not going to kill her now. Texter writes, Trump has to start arresting people. I hope they put Comey in the clink. This has got to end. It's gotta. They've got to know there are consequences. Texter writes, hey, Tara, WSPA reports tariffs will cause inflation and higher prices. They won't cause inflation. Oh, Lord. Did I just give them publicity again? Just ignore them. They'll go away. Texter writes, FBI Director Kash Patel is another wasted appointment by Trump. Well, I'm losing patience. Like, I'm going to give him a little benefit of the doubt, but I'm losing patience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.